standing less than a week for Shloshes in my corner. Next week in this time already will be Tif. Tif in the Shloshes in my corner. All of us want to be Zeicha to Kabbalah Satoira. Shem is falling, but every Yontef, the Koichos of that Yontef come back, the person has the ability again to be Mekabel, the Toira, the Mekabel, the Kinyan Toira. And has that koyach. Mishitorach be'erav Shabbos, Yoichav v'Shabbos. If you prepare yourself, you have a tzadik, you could be zeicha. And if not, not. And the shayla, what is the achonas that we could do to be ready? Kabbalah Satayim. We have to know in Teiras three Zachen. One, when Klal Yisrael came, Vayichan Shom Yisrael Ki Ish Echot, Belev Echot. The Teira only comes in when it's Achdus in Klal Yisrael, Re'u Ploini Shalom HaToiro, Manoim Drochov, Mametukoni Maisov, Ashrei Rabo Yishalim Doi Toiro. Teira Vaistois to be Chal and Klal Yisrael, you have to be Rovi, Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, Shelo Yinohagu Kovid Zeh Bezeh, Kivyochol they died in Yemei HaSfira, Kivyochol they were not Rovi to be Mekabel the Teira. To be Mekabel the Teira, you have to have a Acholah. You have to prepare yourself. But you have to prepare yourself, Sai, and Benodim Lachaveiroi. And sign and other Nabokim and sign learning. So the first thing, Vayichan Shom Yisrael ki ish echot belev echot. And a person has to know that ki ish echot belev echot, it sounds very easy, but it's very hard. It seems a couple times that Shom Yisrael Salanter. He told him about the Talmid Chochem, but he's Oyev Teira. He comes to his yeshiva at 12 o'clock by night and he sees people are learning and he kisses them. Rabbi Yisrael said, the Holish can shaykh is to Ava Sateira. If he kisses people in someone else's yeshiva, it's Ava Sateira. When he kisses his own Talmidim, he loves himself. No shaykh is to Ava Sateira. There's no chisor to love yourself and to kiss yourself. There's no chisor. But it's not Ava Sateira. The same thing, chesed, achdus. Sometimes a guy could fadimian the ganzele all of his life. He thinks he's the biggest bal chesed, the biggest, nicest guy in the world. And he has no shaykhs. You have a guy like Moshe, and he's sheer, he takes care of every chavusa. He's Masada, every mom came to every guy, every copy to every guy. Mamish takes care of everyone. If a guy from a different shul will take a paper, he will scream at him. So it means he's Bichlalishkin Bal Chesed. Don't shayach the Chesed. So now the guy sits on the other side, Mismelish, no one learns with him, no chavrusas, no one says hello to him, he's not even good as that guy. So he's Fadimya that he's a Bal Chesed. He says, well, I'm asking to do the Torah. You know, I have a big yeshiva, 8,000 people. Right? I'm asking to go around the whole world to collect money. She does a lot for Torah. Then one day he loses his job. So a different yeshiva asks him, but you know, you're a good fundraiser, you can collect the money. He says, well, how much are you paying me? Yeah? Before you said you love to Mazik Torah. So in your yeshiva, they know me get to be mazik there. Why you don't want to be mazik there as someone else? Tells me he was not mazik there. He ran his own yeshiva. A person could all of his life fadimiyat. He does chesed. A huge organization. Everyone gets kibbutz for the peace. But if someone steps into the place that he gives, wow, that guy gets over his head. That is not about chesed. And the Yitzhak has a koyach to fadimiyat us. That we are bali chesed, we do to the other person, we care. But it's dimyanus, it's no shaykhus. Not saying it's not better from nothing, but it's mamish, it's lo shabalo. Vatel says, Vayichad shal Yisroel ki ish echod, belev echod. It means was a kind of achdus that you take care of someone else. That you want the good for someone else. But you really want it. He said, I don't want to have a kuchen and I have rabbi in yeshiva. But there's some rabbi that do so much for the bachur. Yeah. So I go over them and I say, you know, in a different shiva, someone, it's not his job. I'm not saying it's his job. But it's no shame that he doesn't laugh for his bach. He doesn't laugh for his shir. He doesn't laugh for his house. He paints it very nicely. For his shir, he's really... I'm not saying that a guy now needs to unexplain. I'm saying it because I want you to understand. I'm not saying now that a guy is mechuyev to take care of the whole world. I'm not saying that a guy is mechuyev to take care of the whole world. But a guy will give money for some guys while I was going to say chabur. Okay, he can't collect the whole world. Who blames him? But I'm saying he could manage another 200 shekel extra to organize for someone else. So he's not organizing money for Chazukah Seder for guys learning Friday. He wants his island to learn. I'm not saying I also do these things in my life. But I don't call it Chazukah Seder. I like to paint my house in a nice color. But the problem is a lot of people, they're fadimi. He really thinks that I'm machzik toicho. He mamish doing for toicho. He's pushing the oil for toicho. It's a shtus. I'm not taking away from what he does. But what I'm trying to say is now, when we speak about someone else, it sounds very good and very easy to understand, very easy to make it from a big person very small, yeah? We could talk more, make it like smaller and smaller, till you know, like a bug, yeah? But we look at ourselves, we take care for a different person. We take it and say, ki ish echot belev echot, we go into Kabbalah Sateya, we can't, we have a kind of achdus inside ourselves. We really want good for someone else. We really care for someone else. When Chazal say chesed shel emes, they don't stop to say the word chesed shel emes. Because Chazal told us, most of chesed, I remember Ravol said a shmuz. He said, all the bochim go to weddings. When they get married, they stop to go to weddings. Even there they go. He says, people think because they're married, so they're busy by night. And before that, they were bored. They didn't have what to do the whole night, so they went to weddings. Yeah? He said, no. He says, when he's single, he dances by someone's chasna, he dances in his own chasna. Not that that guy will dance back, but he's convinced without dancing in chasnas. Because, you know, in his chasna also you have to dance. He gets married, slowly, slowly. He says, a person gets married, he starts to have kids. He starts to go to every Shalom Zohar in the neighborhood. He gets 40, 50, he stops to go more. What happens? Again, now he's 50, he goes to someone, you're really making that. Tells us he goes to his own Shalom Zohar. I heard the shmuz of all the ears, he would scream. And he says, I'm not saying, Chosh people go to the wedding, Chosh people. But he says, the answer is, people don't realize they're not doing for the other person. They're not doing for the other person. The person will realize I had a Levaya last week with a daughter from Julianka Bornstein. And if you knew it, if you were here, so you may know about Shiva Yochai. Choshev, he never had kids. Choshev, very Choshev, it happened to him. And one of the Masmidim was Rav David Kohen. She was from Chevron. And he was crying. A lot of people were standing near him, saying, why he's crying like a baby? I said, I was in camp for almost 20 years together with Shmuel Yankel Burenstein and Rav David Kohen. My father had a camp. It stopped 3 years ago for different reasons. It was a camp for almost 20 years. All the Chashmi Bochim in Eretz Yisrael went. It was like 200 Chashmi Bochim. From all different issues. It was conditions to get accepted into the camp. They learned in the camp, but it was like 12 hours a day. Berch was the learning. Shachis was like an hour and a half, Mincha half an hour, Mayim half an hour, Seder Musar half an hour. And every 2-3 hours, one of the rabbeim that was there had to give a shir, and everyone came to listen. Everyone. That was the camp. 6 days camp. My father organized it. For me, it was a very good thing. I got to know all of them. The room near me, Kavua, was the Moshe Arieli. Yeah, Shmuel Yankel was on the other side, David Kohen, David Yaffe. This was the camp. And everyone spoke up, every year's appeals, everyone was like, very, very, very unique camp. I got it. It's Menuch HaSan Nefesh, how the Nefesh could get. Everyone meets all the Rabbeim, everyone comes to hear, everyone's shir. It was interesting, because every day was a shir. And then a morning seder, a shmuz. Night seder, second seder, and then, and my night was a vaad. That was the only activity was that every second day was brechas mayim. They called it, you know, went swimming. They called it brechas mayim. That we went in with some of the water a little bit. And Shmuel didn't have kids, and I saw David Kohen for 20 years. I didn't understand a lot. Everyone, so the bachur sat in one dining room, the family sat in a different dining room. Chitzes, it was, you know, water before Shabbos. It was like all the chumah. You know, they had every chumah there. This was all the bachur machmir. So the Shmuel Yankel was sitting at the table with his wife, right? And every family, my family, everyone had a family. So the Shabbos would start. After a minute, David Kohen would get up with his wife, and they would join Shmuel Yankel and Baruch. They have kids. And Shmuel Yankel was in Zmiras for hours. Of the kind of sitting and listening for hours. Every Suda Shabbos. Morning, night. And years later, it became that the Rabbani went in to sing with the Bachar. Things changed. You see a person like David Kohen. You tell me, Chacham, Shiv, Chevron, full of Sfarim. Shabbos, we know about it, heard about it. What is that of God? This person doesn't have kids, everyone is sitting with families, his table is on his own. After 2 minutes, without realizing, he would sit there, he would come to Kilo, listen to the Zmiras, and lead the host of the Shabbos with him. It was so natural that he did it, that only now, after he was Nifter, I realized, and I called up all different campers, you know, I mean, from Rabbein, yeah, that were there, and I said, yeah, he's the only one that got up and did it. You're right, if you think about it, my system is old. Yeah, I'm not saying I have my little kids, everyone had his needs. Because Teire doesn't go without. Teire doesn't go without. I told you 3 years ago. 3 years ago, I said something in a shmooze chvez was a kevad apsa. No, it was a whole tumult. I'm sure I'm not going now, you know, to repeat it. All different people, like mamash was a matzav. Yeah, it's not the point now. The ones that know about it know, the ones that don't know will find out. So that's why it's very disturbing. I suffered a lot, like I told you. I suffered a lot from all different aspects. 2 days after it happened, I see someone's calling me again and again and again and again and again and again. I think I recognize the number because it was a yeshiva number. Who it was in the Basha Rahim. I started to cry on the phone. I heard you're suffering. What I could help? I heard it was already yesterday. Only yesterday, my night, my supper, my wife told me the whole story. I'm sorry, I didn't call before. What I could do? What I could do to help for half an hour? I'm close to them. Very close to them. I have a lot of friends that I'm closer to. They didn't call. And maybe they said, God doesn't need chizuk. What we could do anyway is long shot. But as a person that is called kulei toira, but the ben adam lechavei who sticks out first. My wife was very sick. She almost passed away. Every day, I would get a phone call for abortion for 20 minutes, exactly what the doctor said. You know, I was into this. I answered, yeah, today, I think, stupid. For 20 minutes, I was on the phone. Like, oh, no one really called me. No one felt comfortable to discuss with me. So, you know, so I stayed with myself, yeah. 20 minutes every day. So if I would be the only person in the world that he knows, and I would be his dead talmid, I hear him. What is that? The answer is one cloud. The real Torah is with real Ben Adam L'Chaveh. But not Ben Adam L'Chaveh, you see it, it's around, and everyone knows that he's taking care of. And he came to Bis Medrash and spoke to me, and I never realized that he came to discuss it. And he doesn't have 20 minutes every day to speak on the phone. But the answer is, the real Kabbalah Sotayra gate with witness. And we don't understand it sometimes. We don't understand why we're not growing. We don't have the Vayichan Shom Yisroel Ki Ish Echod Belev Echod. Ki Ish Echod Belev Echod. Remember, now that I'm saying, I remember 10 years ago, I have a son, he's 17 now. 10 years ago, I was walking in Yeshiva, maybe 8 years ago. He said, I'm not sure, but around 8 years ago, I was walking around Yeshiva, and my office there back and forth, and the Basha Ha'eli walked there. Oh, you look like disturbed or something. I know you look today, something is really disturbing. I said my son is 7 years old. He's a very smart boy, but he's a Juluk in Cheder, and I'm very worried about him. I don't remember what was the deal. So he said, I have a very good idea. Let him to come to Yeshiva. After second seder, I finish this issue. I will learn with him this Medrash. I will learn with him a Masechta Megillah. He will feel very good that he's coming to learn with me. And you think maybe it will help him. That's a good idea. And my son, I'm not sure if once, but I think twice a week, he will come to Yeshiva after Cheder. And they will learn Chavrus in the Bis Medrash. Bis Medrash, and my youth, he sent me to the Siddur. They told him that the Maise, he doesn't have so much money. He said, I don't have so much money to give you prices. So what we'll do is, every 2 weeks that we learn good, you'll get a note. Once to your Zaydi, once to your Rebbe, once to the Menayel, that, never mind. And I'm very nehnah, I'm very chavrusah, I'm very kaplan, I'm very matzliah. And like this, my shver got a letter, my father got a letter, everyone was getting letters. They did the whole first parak in Megillah. They finished, he bought him a set of Sfarim present for my Festa Chavrusa, how I enjoyed to learn with you. And he changed the boy. didn't pay him a dollar for it. So, I also thought that one. Maybe we gave him a bankroll. But what I'm trying to explain is, especially take someone that you know here, and you know that he's busy sitting and learning and he doesn't have extra time, and he doesn't look the guy that is, you know, Oisik B'tzochei Tzibur Be'emuno. I'm not saying that about the person, but I'm not trying to say that part. I'm not trying to say the confidence of the person. It's not the point. The point is, the big if Torah is bigger than Adam Lachaveh. And when it's not, when they tell you a story out of a Moshe Feinstein, that the driver closed the door on his finger, everyone knows the story. And the Moshe didn't say a word the whole way, because he felt that the driver would feel terrible that he closed the finger on the Moshe Feinstein. It's been Adam Lachaveh. There's no godless in Torah when there's no Ben Adam Lachaveh. Now we have to understand, when we speak about Ben Adam Lachaveh, we're not trying to speak about running huge organizations. No sheikh is to run huge organizations. It's to feel for the other person. To feel for the other person. I never learned by a Moshe. I didn't know him. I'm like a Talmud that he owes me everything to take care of my kids. But he feels for the other person. And he felt that there's no one else that could do it for me. So he stepped in and he did it. Without asking. He just did it. When we want to be ready to Kabbalah Satoru, Mavadi, next week we'll have to speak about Shlesh Simei Akbole and the Chelek of Toru, but we have to check ourselves. We have to Ben Odom Lachaveiro, Ish Echod Belev Echod. We feel for the other person, or we don't feel for the other person. We think on the other person, or we don't think on the other person. We're us, where we are. The person has to know, it doesn't happen from knowing. Don't think one day you will do it. But one day you'll be more powerful, bigger, richer, stronger, and you will do nice things, that doesn't count. What I told you that he made a phone call, and he learned with a little kid. You know the person, you know the personality of the person. Yeah, he's not the guy that's looking around to hug and kiss different people in the world. Yeah, he's not learning with every second kid in his life. But he feels that someone needs him, so he will be there to help him. He will be there. He will do what he could do. But it doesn't start with David Cohen. It was a vacation. The only time that dad came on the vacation was the Suda Shabbos with the families. Remember one night, I'm like 12 o'clock by night, I'm walking, and Boshe comes running, and he has a suffix in his room with a mezuzah. He's not sure if he can walk into his room. That was the kind of lachatz that was going on. You can't understand what the lachatz that was going on there. You couldn't. And he gave up everything of David Kohen. Because someone who's out, kids, is sitting in the Suda himself. So 30 years later, we see him, Moshe Shiras Chevron, all over, his tailor goes all over the world. It doesn't start out, he's a smart guy, and he's a Balkisha, and he does a lot from Klal Yisrael. It starts by, yet the enemy is sitting without kids, you could sit at this table. And there's no one, I'm telling you, I was there. No one appreciated that he did it. Not the child, oh, okay, David Kohen is doing a mitzvah. And what does he likes to sing? He was not the David Kohen, Shmuel Yankov was not Shmuel Yankov. It's at least 25 years ago. No, so there was older people. Yeah, there was a skinny that was sitting there. And Yaffa, it was older. Yaakov Eilu's name. The older people were sitting there. They were focusing on the older people, yeah? They were like the Ingelad. This is the way. I can go out and ask, that's not important, I'm not trying to say stories, not all the people, the players you know. You play chutzlah. But it's boduk u'menusa. It's boduk u'menusa. That the atzlocha, the real atzlocha in Ruchnias, is when you have, as I stated in the Sefer HaTeilim, Vayichad Shom Yisrael, Ki Ish Echot, Belev Echot, Chazal say that was the tachlis, and the real preparation for Kabbalah Sefer. How a person, so to try, in these days that Rachoda, this was the Tzvi and Talmid Rabbi Akiva. That's the reason they died. If you have a cat, they're not roi. It's a stira to the Kabbalah Torah. They're the ones, it's brought down that they were mavir the Torah. They really had to, actually, Bola Rabbi Seir Shabadorim, but Rabbi Akiva really had to be mavir the Torah by them, and it just didn't go. You can't. You can't mavir the Torah by them. And to look around, he's sensitive to his friends. Not dafka to his friends that he likes. Guy's not accepted to yeshiva. You know, a guy, a friend of mine now, he has a boy in yeshiva, down in the sifter, and he can't manage to get him into yeshiva for children reasons. Very close to me, they're not afraid of me, I'm trying to help him. And beat him a lot of friends. He's a person that helped everyone. Very big, really helped everyone. And it's not a lot of what to do. So he calls people, oh, we don't know what to do. He put down the phone. He feels lonely. He wants to get that phone call. He's waiting for the phone call. He's waiting. He's waiting for your attention. Again, if you don't do it, it doesn't happen. Like the same thing with Gabi learning. It doesn't mean now that you're going to learn 12 hours a day, every day. But try 3 times a day, in the Achona, in the last week. Try to be nice to people. Not your friend, not your closest circle. Try to feel for them. Try to feel how they feel. Try to feel how they feel. What I could do to help them. I'm telling you, if you start to do it, eventually it will go in. You don't start. And I'm telling you, I have friends that are 50 times closer to me, maybe from a Russia area, that are 50 times more bubbly, if you call it, or I don't know how you call it, yeah? Like friendly, you know, that word, yeah? And they help the whole world, and every Meshuganer and every Nebuch lives in their house. But they didn't know to come to help. How did you get that? And the real Talmidei Chachamim know to come to help. No, it doesn't mean that the job of the Talmidei Chachamim is now to make fun phone calls all over the world and to help every Nebuch guy in the world. Chachamim has to sit and learn. But in your misgeres, you could help so much people. You could do so much. And this is one tnai of the achona lekabbalas ha'toyim. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Pischuli Pesach kepitchui shel machat, v'ani yeftach lechem Pesach kepischui shel gula." Be'ez Hashem, we will have a siyata.